It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Legislation to restore methane waste rules designed to reduce toxic and climate warming emissions is pending in Congress. As New Mexico News Connections' Ross Brown reports, it's an important issue in the state.
The Environmental Defense Fund says with the state's ongoing drilling boom, upstream oil and gas operations now emit approximately 5 times more than what data from the Environmental Protection Agency suggests. James Jimenez with New Mexico's Voices for Children says that level of pollution makes breathing harder for vulnerable communities, such as children, the elderly, and anyone who spends time outdoors. He believes the capture of methane waste would ensure the public gets long-term benefits.
Certainly it cuts down on greenhouse gas and health implications that it has, but it's also just wasting a public resource that in every other instance in the state, we really require companies to capture it and the public gets benefit out of it.
Methane waste is estimated to cost New Mexico $275 million each year. Money, Jimenez notes, could be going to schools, roads, and other infrastructure. I'm Roz Brown.
Moving on, the Las Cruces City Council announced this week that New Mexico is providing $250,000 to the city to help with costs incurred sheltering asylum seekers. But as commentator Peter Goodman explains, that does not mean the city has given up efforts to get help from the federal government.
Monday, the Las Cruces City Council asked Washington to reimburse the city for monies spent caring for asylum seekers the feds have dropped here. These are mostly Central Americans, including lots of kids. They have scheduled hearings and people to stay with elsewhere. The feds have dropped nearly 8,000 here. They started dropping them at the bus station, leaving folks with no English and no resources to wander around town. The community stepped up. Local churches and the city house people and help them contact their sponsors and travel to where their hearings will be. Most are gone in a day. The resolution requests reimbursement. It also seeks an improved immigration system and better infrastructure on both sides of the border, and it asks the feds to address more comprehensively the conditions that cause asylum seeking and the problems the influx of refugees is causing. That means U.S. programs to improve conditions in home countries so fewer people feel they must flee to stay safe. People don't like leaving home, but they will if they must. The people in our shelters don't look as if they wanted to travel somewhere unfamiliar just for fun. You could say it's not a city's business, but having to spend significant local resources on it makes it our business. You could also say problems in Central America aren't Washington's responsibility to fix. But our country bears substantial responsibility for Central America's problems. At the meeting, Greg Smith read an incredibly long list of times the U.S. chose or overthrew Central American governments or helped dictators kill citizens. That was done to suit us and our corporations, not to help the people. Greg read the list with some emotion. As a kid, he lived in El Salvador, son of a military advisor, and some things happened on his father's watch. I can just mention a few examples. Our trade policies during the past 15 years have hammered Central American economies, driving farmers off the land. In the 1980s, we sent troops to Honduras to train contra-right-wing rebels to fight the elected government of Nicaragua. In 2009, when the world protested the abduction of Honduras's elected president, the U.S. stayed silent. In 1954, a U.S.-backed coup tossed out the elected president of Guatemala and put a dictator back in power. In 1982, a U.S.-backed coup installed a president who was convicted of genocide years later. El Salvador? We quelled a peasant rebellion in 1932 to help a dictator who killed countless indigenous people. In 1960, a military-civilian junta promised free elections in El Salvador, but Eisenhower withheld recognition. and the U.S. facilitated a right-wing coup. So our hands aren't clean, and listing those events isn't unpatriotic. It's a step toward improving our country and the world.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.